Hello and welcome to the very first of an ongoing in-game live narrative play from Shieldwall Productions in the Don't Rest Your Head character in Don't Rest Your Head game series called Don't Rest Your Head. We are calling it Adventures of Insomnia, and it is featuring myself, John,
and Jacob.
Jacob will be playing the player character, and I'll be playing the GM and doing the voices of everything else. It's our first go at this, but hopefully you enjoy. So, without further ado, Jacob, take us away.
Hello, my name's Anton Kurtz, and a few weeks ago, something happened that started rolling the ball downhill, and it all started after a long day at work, and something weird happened. So I came home, I went onto a forum that I frequent called, Pro Grammars. Puns, yeah. But regardless, my post went something a little along the lines of this. Hey, programmers. I usually don't post on this forum topic, since I generally keep my posts programming related. But after today, I decided to... It'd probably be a good idea to start posting on here more frequently. Also, considering, you know, y'all are the closest thing I have to a intelligent friend in this city, I figured you might have some good advice on the topic. So, I was coming back home from work today. I stayed later than usual because the boss decided to put me in the pit again to get some extra work done so he can look more impressive to the higher-ups. Whatever. Sorry for the small aside, but back on topic, I didn't get out of there till 5 hours and after my normal shift was supposed to end. And on the way back, I was from work, you know, I was riding the bus, staring aimlessly out the window. And when I saw the weirdest thing. There on the street, on the corner of my eye, I could have swore I saw a person. Something like a person. It just looked black, like the blackest black you've ever seen, and it just looked like someone was photoshopped out of reality. Has anyone ever seen this? Am I just too sleep deprived right now, or am I actually seeing something weird or paranormal? After I posted that, I got several replies, people telling me maybe you should go see a doctor, other people telling me what I misspelled. But after I went to bed that night and woke up, I saw another post by an anonymous user. It just said, you usually only see him when you're on public transport and when you're extremely tired. Maybe you should start keeping a notebook and you'd see more. So, ever since that night, I've been staying up a little bit longer than usual. I don't care as much anymore if I get held over at work, but you know, I've been kind of driven by this urge to see these weird shadow people things. And I started keeping a notebook on my counters, and slowly but surely I saw one, two, you know, it between the first and the second, it seemed like forever, and I was starting to believe I'd just been too tired that night. But after that, I started to see him more frequently. And that's where I am right now.
On your way home from work, straining your peripheral vision for a glimpse of one of the shadow people you've been seeing lately whenever you've been particularly tired and on public transit. You don't see one during most of the commute back until you're just about to get off the train and make the rest of the walk home on foot. Except this time when you turn to try to look at it, instead of it disappearing, like the shadow people usually do, you're able to see it fully. And instead of disappearing, it tilts its head in response before vanishing when you blink in surprise. You continue your walk home, slightly shaken from this new development, but still trying to catch further glimpses all the same. But to no avail. You return home to your apartment, and just as you're about to flip on the lights, you catch what you think to be a fleeting glimpse of the shadow person on the wall near a window. And after a moment's hesitation at the slight unease of seeing such an appearance, not on public transit, and indeed, in your apartment, it's replaced by alarm when you flip on the lights and find a stranger casually leaning against your kitchen counter, reading the notebook you have been keeping on the Shadow People sightings. The stranger is well dressed in a crisp-looking full black suit and tie.
What are you doing in my apartment?
You took your time tonight. Did you take the scenic route off the train after you saw me, or...
Who let you in here? Did my landlord let you in here?
Oh, I let myself in. I can come and go as I please in most places here.
Anton is a bit visibly shaken at this, but he... I mean, if he was already going to hurt Anton, you know, he would have probably already jumped at him. And Anton decides to play the game a little bit and see if he can get any information. So, who are you?
I'm the... what you've been seeing out of the periphery of your vision for quite some time now. You've been keeping quite good notes. Just one thing. 5'10"? Seriously? I thought you were keeping good... I was on your side until I got to that part of the details.
Well, I mean, you do definitely seem on the shorter side. Anton, kind of standing a bit straighter in the back than normal, to look a bit taller than the shadowy man who's now in his apartment.
I'll cut to the chase here. You are now one of the awake. You've gone out of your way, in fact, to become one of them. One of us, I should say. I'm one of them, too, to an extent. After that long night you had at the office, going by your notes here, you've gone out of your way to become more and more tired, to catch more and more glimpses of what you call shadow people. It's just me, by the way. Shadow person will do. And now, you are one of the awake. I wasn't sure if you were going to continue to be... You would end up as one of the awake, or if you'd just get bored, or didn't have the willpower to commit to insomnia. But here you are, and the more detail you're able to discern in me, the more I was sure that you had indeed become one of the awake, and had the option of adventuring into the Mad City.
So, when do people jump out and say gotcha? Is there people behind the set here? Like, can I swear on set? Which one of my friends or family put you up to this?
Oh, don't be absurd. We both know full well you don't have friends in the city, and you haven't spoken to your family in quite some time.
Ooh, harsh. Well, I don't know what any of this awake means, but I'm guessing the voices in the back of my head finally won. Is this when I should call 911?
If you choose and you want to continue living this dull drudgery of a life in your little office cubicle prison, or if you want to go off on the adventures you so clearly want to go on, judging by your little footnotes here, then perhaps you could cut the snark and ask the proper questions, because right now you're not asking the right questions.
Anton reflects inside a little bit, knowing that at the end of the day, this shadow person's right, that if he continues on his path of normalcy in this city, he's probably going to wind up jumping off a bridge. Well, alrighty, what do I have to do? What's involved in this?
That's the spirit. I'll be honest with you. I'm in a bit of a bind in the Mad City, and I require your help, specifically your help, because you are the newest one of the awake. I've been looking all over for someone to become awake, become to the sleep point of sleep deprivation where they are able to perceive and enter and exist in the Mad City.
Sorry to cut you off, but I don't know if I have a wardrobe big enough to walk through into Narnia into.
It's okay, your normal non-work clothes will do. Comfortable walking shoes, maybe a light jacket. It does get a bit windy every now and then.
So they, I guess they don't have C.S. Lewis in the Mad City, eh?
He might be there. Some of his creations might be there. I haven't bothered to check. I've been a bit preoccupied with my own troubles. I need you to help me recover some of my memories that I've bargained away. I'm in a bit of a bind with that, because I myself can't quite retrieve them. Because they'd be expecting me to. But they don't know you, and no one there has seen your face or indeed knows you. And so if you help me retrieve these memories that I've bargained away for various reasons and various needs, you can get off on those adventures that you want to get away from your dull drudgery of a life, and you'd be doing me a favor, and I would, I suppose, owe you.
So, how do I get into this mad city of yours?
You look for paths that are there, but also not there. Surface entries will do. Definitely disused. Ones that you've never seen anyone come in or out of at any point in time. Be it morning, noon, night, midnight, what have you. That you aren't sure are really in use anymore. Open any one of these doors. I'd caution not doing so between midnight and 2 a.m. Just to be on the safe side. You wouldn't want to try to open one at the 13th hour and unleash another Mother Wen on the Mad City. Then you wouldn't be terribly popular at all, and indeed you might not even survive the encounter. Not that you could really open the doors at that point anyway. The doors to the Mad City slam shut at the 13th hour. And you don't want to be on the streets of the city anyway. But you'll be safe enough here in the city slumbering during the 13th hour. The clock here doesn't have one.
What time zone is this?
Its own.
Alrighty. Am I gonna wake up in a bathtub full of ice with my kidney gone if I follow you into one of these service entrances?
Oh, I won't be leading you there. You'll have to find your way there yourself. I have other matters to attend to back in the city, now that I've gotten you suitably interested. And if you do make your way, I will be in touch.
Alrighty, well, I just got home from work. I'm going to have TV dinner and go to bed, so maybe in a couple days or something. I'll sleep on it.
This is a good idea, to rest up and be prepared. Particularly both in food and in sleep, because you will need it. At this point, the stranger is, when you blink your tired eyes, has vanished before your eyes, and left you a bit intrigued, but too tired to care overmuch.
Anton, looking at his thermos, wonders if he maybe shouldn't have drank that coffee left out overnight. And he's gonna walk over to his freezer, pull out a TV dinner, put it in his somewhat dirty, stained microwave, eat it, and go to bed for the night.
Over the next few days, Anton continues on with his routine, not aiming to exhaust himself over much, because he has heeded this stranger's words about resting up as much as he can, and indeed, in doing so, the sightings have stopped, whether or not it's because he is less exhausted or simply because the stranger is not following him anymore. He isn't sure. Finally, after a few days, he works up the curiosity to find one of these disused paths into what the stranger called the Mad City. And after going through a what he thought was a disused service tunnel beneath one of the city's many highway overpasses, one that he had some trouble getting into because it was almost sealed shut with rust, he emerges on the other end into some vast, dimly lit underground stone tunnel that looks completely out of place with the rest of the city that he entered the mouth of it from. And as you look around, as he looks around, his eyes adjusting to the light, you see that is simply at the intersection of many equally large tunnels, each with multiple visible forks not past their own initial path starts, some leading into what appear to be a generally upwards direction, others downward, some with candlelight, some with buzzing light bulbs yellowed with age, and others with not readily identifiable light sources. None of the tunnels appear to have any clear markings as to where they lead, or what they ultimately contain, but sounds of activity can be heard faintly emanating from nearly all of them, except for the largest path opening in the center, directly across from him, which has a large number 13 scrawled in white paint on the ground at its entrance.
Well, the, Anton says to himself, well, the urban exploration forums didn't really say anything about this. 13, though, that's generally bad luck. Well, it's probably just some kid putting graffiti on the walls. Look edgy. Whatever. I'll give it a shot. And Anton's gonna walk towards the tunnel with 13.
As he approaches the tunnel, he sees that not far past his entrance, it starts leading vaguely upwards. And as you continue to follow it, a steady stream develops, but he notices doesn't make its way all the way down to the tunnel at which he started. As he emerges further, he has to hug one of the walls to avoid the ever-increasing torrent of water. Finally, after he exits, as he comes to the exit of the tunnel, or I suppose the mouth, the surface of the tunnel, he finds he's in a sort of urban river with drainage walls on the side, but perfectly traversable, not particularly steep, not particularly shallow either, meant just to channel rainwater into a sluiceway. And towering above him is a city whose skyline makes absolutely no sense. There are skyscraper buildings from all different points in time, all of them crowned with fully intact jetliners, jumbo jets, airplanes of all make and model from all different decades, perched at their precipices, wings sometimes at points interlocked, others lonely islands, but with little shanties built about them. And as he looks further down from the strange cap to the city, he sees that other than the out-of-place buildings cluttered amongst each other, it is largely a city from all different eras, of people from all different decades, going about city business, city life.
Can Anton tell what time of the day it is?
You look skyward and see that it is nighttime, though no discernible sun, no discernible starlight or moonlight. There is a clock tower that simply reads, it is about 15 minutes past 3. Whether it is 3 a.m. or 3 p.m., it's unclear, because with all this hustle and bustle of the city, would indicate daytime activity. However, there is no daylight.
Can I check and see if I have any reception on my phone?
You can try.
And Anton pulls out his phone, flips open the screen, and checks to see if he has any bars.
No service.
Great. Should have gone with a better service provider. Well, might as well get out of this river. He's going to walk up the stone slope, or concrete slope, whichever it is.
Walks his way up and after some time finds himself to about a waist-high wall, mostly just a safety barrier, that's easily traversable. And on the other side is a city that stretches onwards.
Anton's gonna go past the waist-high barrier, just kind of hop over it. Before he does that, actually, is there what's beyond it? Is there a sidewalk? Can he see past it?
There's a sidewalk from perpendicular to it, and just a ways in either direction, what appears to be additional streets and side streets.
Alrighty. Anton's going to hop over it and look around and see if he sees anyone.
There's not many people on this part of the sidewalk, but you can hear sounds of activity coming from the side streets leading away from it. It's a pretty not well-traveled part of the city. There's not a whole lot there.
Anton says to himself, well, I have no idea what part of the city I'm in. This is a bit odd. Maybe I should go ask someone. He's going to start walking towards the sounds he hears.
As he keeps walking, you round the corner, and there's a few huddled souls here and there. They don't appear to be homeless. They seem to just be taking a break.
Hey, excuse me. Do you know where I am right now? What part of the city?
One of them turns to you with an amused look on his face and asks, "Are you awake or are you a nightmare?"
Pretty sure I'm awake, and he's gonna pinch himself, kind of jokingly.
You're in District 13 of the Mad City.
Okay. Might be a bit of an odd question, but, you seen anyone who looks like, and I'm gonna describe the shadowy person I saw in my living room a couple days ago.
Oh, the Watchman? You wouldn't find them up here. He's usually out and about down in the Warrens.
How does, one get to the Warrens?
They're down below the city. I'd be careful going down there. You wouldn't want to get lost in the Kingdom of Wax or any of the other outlying areas. Though I suppose if you were to get lost anywhere down in the Warrens, the Kingdom of Wax, there's worse places to be. You'd at least have a chance of a warm welcome, even if you are, I suppose, an outsider.
Anton's gonna check his phone again for service and say, do you guys get any reception over here? I don't think my service provider's working.
Reception?
Anton shrugs his shoulders. People with tech these days. And, how do I get below the city?
Any sewer drain, sewer cover, manhole cover will do.
Great.
There's a great river running down what we think is the middle of the city. It's hard to tell what is and isn't the middle with how far it sprawls.
One more question, then I'll be on my way, but why are there so many planes on the roof?
No one really knows where they came from. Not as far as we've been able to tell. We just try to keep our heads down and out of the... off the menus of the many nightmares that live here. You do well to do the same.
Alrighty. Thanks. Anton's gonna kind of a little bit hurriedly walk away. And, he's gonna, once he rounds another corner, or goes about another block or so, he's gonna look around for any sewer, like, manhole covers or anything like that.
You find one quite easily at the nearest T intersection of the sidewalks and side streets.
How heavy does it look?
Reasonably, but not too heavy to move.
Alrighty. Anton's gonna look around to see if there's any cops, because you don't want to be stealing manhole covers in broad daylight. Nightlight. And he's going to try to open it up and see if he can get into it.
Okay, roll me 3 discipline dice. You do it. And discipline will dominate.
Wonderful.
1 degree of success, discipline dominates. At this stage, that doesn't really mean anything because nothing else is in play.
Okay. So
it would mean that you would check off various points that you don't have anything, any check marks in yet.
Yeah.
Anton is able to lift the manhole cover with a little bit of effort, but not too much. And can peer down it, and there's a vague glow of light. You can't tell if it's simply crackling old electrical light or candlelight.
Alrighty. Can I turn on the little flashlight on my phone?
Sure.
Alrighty. Anton turns on the flashlight on his phone, and he's going to start to... Is there a ladder?
Or... Yeah.
Okay. He's going to start climbing down the ladder. Careful to watch his step to not slip and fall down in undesirable distance.
As you make your way down, you didn't notice it at first with just your feet on the ladder rungs, but as you begin to grip it, you feel What you first think is slime, but you realize it isn't wet. It's rather waxy.
Oh. Ugh. Sewer grease is getting pretty bad these days. What was that? That person said be careful of wax, or I don't know. He's gonna continue cautiously climbing down the ladder, listening carefully every couple of rungs as he goes down.
There's vague sounds of general activity, but it's muffled. Whether it's by distance or something else, you can't quite tell.
Alrighty. How far is it to the bottom?
Not terribly far. You were able to see most of the way down with your flashlight.
Okay. So I'm gonna climb down at least most of the distance and then just hop off onto the pavement below.
You land neatly and find it's cobbled stone, but other than that, it's about 7 feet high and extends in to your left and to the left and right of the ladder, gently curving away. You do see that it is lit by candles.
Okay. Anton's gonna brush off his hands and then just lick a finger and put it in the air to see if he feels any wind flow coming each way.
Nothing.
Nothing.
The air is still.
Great. Plays a small game of eeny, meeny, miny, moe and decides, well, guess we'll go right.
Continue on for a while, following the gentle curve of the tunnel. And the further down that tunnel you go, and the more candlelight becomes prevalent, it goes, the candles become larger and larger, and you notice that the walls seem to be not quite covered, but gradually coated with what is clearly just wax.
Who would light tunnels with candles? What the? Alrighty, well, Anton's gonna gradually proceed forward and try to be a little quiet about it, not to make any unnecessary acquaintances down here.
Just continue on down the tunnel, you notice that it's going taller and taller and wider and wider. And every now and then there are not regularly space doors, but intermittently space doors, both some of old wood, some of solid metal, all with slats at about head height that a person might look through. All mostly free of wax, some of them a little bit more overgrown with wax around at least the top, almost like icicles.
Well, Anton's gonna look into the first one he comes across.
Empty.
What the? He's gonna walk up another one and peer in.
It's a small cell lit by a single candlelight near the door. General movement just out of the reach of the candle's light.
What is this? This is a bit weird. I were a watchman, where would I go? Well, I guess I'll keep walking. Anton's gonna just give the doors a little bit of wide berth. He's also gonna look around. Is there, like, any name tags or, like, signs or...
Upon closer inspection of the door that you just peered into, just below the viewing slit, there's what appears to be a number, but it's been either eroded by time or covered with wax or both, that he can't make out what the numbers were.
Anton's gonna continue walking past the doors and just keep an eye on the numbers, if any of them become more visible or a little bit easier to read.
You continue on your way. Most of the doors are completely legible, until you come to one that is strangely immaculately clean. Without a number on it. The viewing slot is closed, and the door itself as well is shut.
Is the viewing slot covered with candle wax?
Not at all. The door is strangely untouched by wax.
Okay.
There's a kind of a barrier around the door frame where the wax has made its way to, but beyond that, it kind of peters out. It doesn't. The wax is still on the walls, but doesn't reach the door.
And what's the viewing slat closed off with?
It's a metal viewing slat. It's got a metal...
Okay, a little metal door. Slide. Gotcha. Anton's going to look around and see if he sees a door handle or knob or something like that.
There is a doorknob.
Alrighty. Anton's going to just kind of check it by turning it a little bit to see if it's locked or unlocked.
Locked.
Is there a keyhole on it, or is it just locked from the inside?
There is a keyhole.
Great. Is there a doormat?
No.
Well. Don's gonna think for a moment and determines that there's probably nowhere in this part of the sewer that you could hide an extra key. So he's gonna continue walking, seeing if he sees any more of these doors that have no wax on them.
As you turn to continue walking, you see what appears to be human shadows coming from around the mouth of the next bend of the tunnel, and there seems to be quite a few of them.
Ooh. Can I hear anything?
Vaguely wet-sounding footsteps.
Ton's gonna go back over to the door, and he's also gonna look around to see if there's anywhere he can hide.
The only real place to hide in the tunnel would be doorways, where it's kind of slight inlet, but anyone passing by would absolutely see you.
Anton is going to try to knock on the door then, and see if there's anyone inside who can maybe help him out.
There is no initial response, and the figures are drawing slightly closer, but they haven't rounded the mouth of the bend of the tunnel just yet. They seem to be moving rather slowly.
Okay. Anton doesn't really want to be found down here by whatever service wax people keep this tunnel waxy. So he's going to start booking it back the way he came. Careful to watch his step.
As you go to turn away from the door, with just as your back is to it and you're about to take your first steps, you hear it clank open and a hand clap on your shoulders and pull you through the entryway, and it slams shut behind you.
Anton's gonna kind of wheel around once he gets inside and see who grabbed him. Get a look at the person.
It is a noticeably very large man. Very out of place, almost Victorian-era garb.
Mm-hmm.
Chin-strap beard and mutton chops. Looking at you, not quite angrily, but almost as if he's trying to determine how real and what you are.
Hello. This might be a little bit of a awkward encounter. I decided to come down here and look for an acquaintance of mine, but kind of got caught down here, and there seems to be some people coming, and I don't know what the rules are for this city, but I don't really want to be found in the sewers by whatever authorities or service people there are down here. Think I could stay in here for a couple minutes until the people pass?
This would be wise. You don't want to get caught out in the open by the smothered folk with the blind knights that lead them.
Okay, so, what is this place? Why is there so much wax?
This is the very edge of the borders of the Kingdom of Wax. We're down here in the Warrens, beneath the city. There's tunnels upon tunnels, many different levels, that all lead to thousands, ten thousands of nowheres, where nightmares and other such things lurk, and down on their luck, locals like myself call home. In the middle of all this is the Kingdom of Wax, where the Wax King sits upon piles of coin and jealously regards the world above, which he claims was once his.
Right. If he was a Wax King, wouldn't he sit on a Wax throne? Is he rich, or, like, is that how he gets all this wax? Where does all this wax come from?
Nothing stays long down here in the warrens of the Mad City without feeling the touch of wax. It's the runoff from the sewage pipes. The sewage pipes runoff usually means broken dreams, and it manifests in wax down here. The Armory of Blind Knights is always on patrol, sometimes with mobs of smothered folk, but most of the time the smothered folk are farming those sewage pipes for more broken dreams that the Wax King can mold into coins. Most things, I can tell you, are not from here, are bartered with coins from the Kingdom of Wax, be it here or in the Grand Bazaar above.
Alrighty, this question might be a little bit out there, but, I'm looking for a specific person. He's, I don't know, I think he's called a watchman or something. I'm gonna describe his general appearance, and
the large man rolls his eyes like, ah, him. I'd thought you were him when I opened my door and saw you turned away from me, but you don't dress like him.
Well, don't know, take that as a compliment or an insult, but, what's wrong with the guy? Told me to come down here and meet him for some sort of adventure.
He is not necessarily one of the subjects of the Wax King, but he is also not himself free. He's known down here in the Warrens, at least to those of us on the far borders of the Kingdom of Wax, as well as the other many different places down here. He always seems to make his abode whenever the Kingdom of Wax expands to its furthest edges, else he becomes one of the smothered folk himself, despite his agreement with the Wax King. That's about all I know of him.
Alrighty. Why is your door the only one without wax on it?
It's prolonging the inevitable. Some of my neighbors are overrun with wax, and themselves very nearly smothered folk, because they did not realize as long as they keep diligent eye on repelling the wax, they can prolong it. Though, the further the borders of the kingdom expand, the less time I think I have here, and we'll either have to move or simply realize it's a pointless effort in the end.
So, does it just drip out of the walls, or
oozes out of the walls, down from the pipes above, up from the floors, between the stones? Wax inevitably encases everything, and the closer you get to the heart of the wax kingdom, the thicker it all gets.
Alrighty. By the way, my name's Anton. What's yours?
Braun.
Nice to meet you. Got some interesting fashion, Braun.
Time flows strangely here in the Mad City. I could say the same of your fashion, such that it is. He raises an eyebrow. But there are people from, guessing, all times here, and it seems that the more of the awakened, more people come to the Mad City, that the time I am from is long since over.
Huh. That's rather unfortunate. Is there any way to get out of this, creepy, drug-like Dream City, or...
How did you find your way here?
Well, I, came through a tunnel, and,
And that's the way I would suggest you go. Do you want to get out of a place? Go back out the way you came in.
And it's just that easy to leave?
Have you sold anything here? Have you given away any memories?
No, so, how do you give away a memory? I mean, memory's in your head, it doesn't just disappear.
Coin has very little use here in the city, except the wax coins. When you barter your memories away, you touch one of the wax coins and it's imprinted on it and removed from your mind.
Alrighty. If I were gonna try to find this Watchman fella, where would I go?
Away from the wax.
Gotcha. Anton's gonna kind of discreetly see if he can hear anyone outside currently.
The character notices that Anton is listening. He's like, they've gone now. They detected a new presence in the tunnels. I warrant they'll come and check my home here later, once they determine where you might have gone. I suggest you be away from here by then.
Alrighty, well, thanks for everything. Hopefully, find somewhere else to move if it gets too waxy down here.
I may or I may not.
Alrighty,
remember, don't follow the wax.
Alrighty. I'll go the opposite way this time. Anton's gonna step out and start making his way back down the tunnel.
You make your way back down. You hear the sounds of activity coming from behind you, but the further you go, the further away it gets. Finally, as you round the next bend, there's the stranger leaning up against the wall, as if he's been waiting for you.
Well, it, took me long enough to find you. Probably, I mean, hindsight's 20/20, but you probably should have given me somewhere to meet you.
I wouldn't want to have given the exact location until I knew you were truly interested. Now that you are here, I see that you are. So, what do you make of the place?
It's,
a nightmare, isn't it?
I was gonna go, like, the small town I came from if it had maybe a 10 times worse heroin addiction rate.
I'll take your word for it.
But, so, what's with everyone's get up here? Oh, like, it just seems weird.
The Med City is a place out of time. It has existed for, judging by some of the locals, for almost as long as civilization has been. I'd warrant that the further down in the Warrens you go, the further back in time you'd find people from. If you're one of the awake, you can find your way here. But it's developed up over time. Things have been knocked down and built over. But...
So, what can is there no cell phone reception out here? Can I? What's with everything? It's
the city is not part of the world that you know, so no, there will not be a cell phone reception here.
Great.
There's a world behind the world.
Have any idea what time it is? I mean, I know it. Like, I have at least one day off before the weekend ends, but, you know, I'd hate to be late for work on Monday trying to get out of this place.
There's really only the bell tower to go by what time it is.
What time zone is that? Is that tower?
Its own.
Alrighty. Anton's... Well, I mean, Anton can't currently see the bell tower, but he makes a mental note once he gets outside to set his phone to the correct time. And Anton's going to take a better look at the Watchman now and see what he looks like when he's not shadowy.
As you look, you see that he, in his own way, kind of vaguely resembles you. But he's got the very clearly oily, almost waxy pallor of someone who's been awake for quite some time. A little older than you, give or take 10 years. Looks like a future version of you, almost.
Hmm.
He holds up a finger and tilts his head. You can hear the chiming of bells
in the distance. It's a familiar jingle, and then you hear one after the other, see the watchman counting. 3, 4, 5. Gets to 11. And his complexion gets a little paler. 11. 12. The bell chimes 13.
What's going on?
We need to move now. It's the 13th hour, and that's when things come out to eat and hunt. We need to move.
Alrighty, I'm gonna start following the watchmen. So is, this, like, the purge, or...?
I don't know what you mean.
Never mind. I'm just gonna follow him and keep my eye open.
He's walking briskly ahead of you, keeping his head tilted, listening very carefully. And you come to a three-way T intersection in the tunnel. He doesn't quite cross the threshold, but tilts his head to kind of listen to each of the other two paths. You can see he's straining his hearing, even though it is dead silent.
How long has he been doing this for?
A few seconds, and then breaking the silence, a long, keening howl.
Great dogs. Do the wax watchers or whatever those people were I saw earlier, do they have dogs? Like guard dogs, or...?
No. That was no dog. That was that magnificent howler.